D. A slave account. Charles Ball was born in Maryland in about 1780. His mother was the slave of a tobacco planter. When the planter died, Ball and his family were sold. Ball stayed in Maryland. His mother went to Georgia, and he never saw her again. Ball grew up, got married, and had a family. In 1805, his owner sold him, but not his family, to a cotton plantation owner in South Carolina. Ball eventually managed to escape and went back to Maryland. His wife and children were not there. Their owner had sold them too. In the end, Ball managed to escape to freedom in Philadelphia. Here, he wrote his autobiography with the help of a white lawyer. This is an extract. My mother had several children. When her master died, they sold them all separately. A Georgia trader bought her, my father told me. I was the only one of her children left in Maryland then. I was naked when I was sold. My new master gave me a frock belonging to one of his own children. He put me before him on his horse and started home. But my poor mother, when she saw me leaving her for the last time, ran after me. She took me down from the horse, clasped me in her arms, and cried. My master seemed to pity her. He said he would be a good master to me and that I should not want anything. Still holding me in her arms, she walked along the road beside the horse as he moved slowly. She begged my master to buy her and the rest of her children. But then the slave driver, who had first bought her, came running after her. He had a rawhide in his hand. He told her he was her master now, and ordered her to give that little negro to its owner and come back with him. My mother then turned to him and cried, "Oh, master, do not take me from my child." Without answering, he hit her on the shoulders with his rawhide. He snatched me from her arms and handed me to my master. Then he dragged my mother back towards the place of sale. My master then quickened the pace of his horse. As we advanced, the cries of my poor parent became more and more indistinct. I never again heard the voice of my poor mother. The Mason-Dixon line forms the border between Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Delaware. It was actually drawn by two astronomers called Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon. They were hired by two families who could not agree on the border between their properties. Mason and Dixon worked for 4 years, finishing in 1767. The line between the properties became the symbol of the route to freedom for escaped slaves from the South. When they crossed the Mason-Dixon line into the northern states, they were free.